Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Now Habit by Neil Fiore. A groundbreaking exploration of procrastination, this book challenges the stigmas around this common issue and provides effective strategies for overcoming it. Fiore, an acclaimed American psychologist and best-selling author, draws on his extensive experience to offer insights into why people procrastinate and how they can break this cycle through a change in mindset and the adoption of practical tools. The Now Habit does not just address procrastination, but digs deeper into the psychological triggers behind it, making it a must-read for anyone looking to enhance their productivity and self-management skills. Whether you're struggling with delaying tasks or you're interested in helping someone who is, this book is tailored for you. Fiore's expertise is also backed by his professional experience as a coach and consultant to major companies, ensuring that the solutions provided are both effective and empirically driven. Join us as we summarize key points from this insightful book, ideal for anyone keen on personal development or understanding the complexities of procrastination. The Now Habit, a strategic program for overcoming procrastination and enjoying guilt-free play. Introduction. Breaking free from procrastination. Learn the surprising truth about why we delay and how to stop. Procrastination often paints a picture of someone endlessly scrolling through social media, rearranging their desk for the umpteenth time, or making yet another cup of coffee, all to avoid starting on their looming tasks. It's a scenario many find comical until they're the ones caught in this loop of delay and avoidance. For those who struggle with procrastination regularly, it represents a serious battle against time and self-discipline, turning everyday tasks into sources of stress and self-reproach. The procrastinator's calendar is a paradox, marked by constant busyness, yet haunted by unmet deadlines and opportunities slipping away. Each new day brings a renewed vow to tackle the pending tasks head-on, yet ends with the familiar disappointment of time misspent in unproductive distractions. This cycle isn't just troubling, it's debilitating, clouded with guilt, stress, and a persistent feeling of being out of control. But according to Neil Fiore, the root of this issue isn't as innate as one might think. Contrary to the common label of laziness, procrastination is not a trait with which we're born. Observations of young children, who dive headfirst into tasks with eagerness, challenge the notion that procrastination is a natural state. Instead, Fiore posits that procrastination is a learned behavior, absorbed from various influences like educational systems, parental expectations, and workplace cultures that inadvertently teach us to delay and dread rather than to engage and enjoy our tasks. The good news is, what has been learned can be unlearned. Understanding that procrastination is a habit formed, not a permanent trait, opens up a pathway to change. By adopting a new mindset and integrating practical strategies into daily routines, anyone can overcome the procrastination habit and reclaim control over their time and productivity. This dive into the causes and solutions for procrastination does not just explain why we procrastinate, but also offers actionable advice on aligning our efforts and motivations to not only start tasks, but also to complete them with a sense of fulfillment and timeliness. By rethinking procrastination and employing strategic tools, we can transform our relationship with time from one of adversary to ally, ultimately leading a more productive, stress-free life. Let's explore these transformative insights and techniques to start making real changes today. Part 1. Understanding procrastination. More than just laziness, it's a defense mechanism. Procrastination is an all-too-familiar foe for many of us. It's not just about being lazy or disorganized. At its core, it often serves as a coping strategy to avoid the discomfort of fear and failure. This avoidance is linked particularly to tasks that feel significant, tedious, or uncertain, These tasks aren't mundane activities like daily routines or casual interactions, but are usually substantial responsibilities that require more mental engagement and carry higher stakes. When confronted with an important job, like crafting a detailed report, organizing an impactful seminar, or presenting to a team, the urge to procrastinate kicks in. Not because these tasks are impossible, but because they trigger deep-seated fears. These tasks share three distinct features that make them prime candidates for procrastination. Firstly, there's a powerful desire to perform well, driven by both self-expectations and the anticipation of others' judgments. The pressure to excel can be paralyzing, making the start of any endeavor seem like the hardest part. Secondly, these tasks often lack inherent enjoyment. The thought of spending hours wrestling with the first draft of a report or piecing together a PowerPoint presentation can drain one's motivation before even beginning. Lastly, the ambiguity surrounding the definition of a good job adds to the anxiety. Questions like, "What does an excellent outcome look like?" and "Is my best effort good enough?" can dominate one's thoughts, creating a mental block. This uncertainty, coupled with the dread of potential failure, amplifies the fear of starting and the allure of avoidance. Thus, when faced with such daunting tasks, it becomes a battle between two less than ideal choices: engage in a possibly tedious and fear-inducing project, or dodge these uncomfortable feelings by not starting at all. For many, the latter often seems like the safer bet. Procrastination temporarily shields one from immediate discomfort and the looming possibility of failure. However, while it may offer momentary relief, this strategy also reinforces the very fears it aims to avoid, creating a self-perpetuating cycle of delay and anxiety. Breaking this cycle requires a deeper understanding of procrastination, not just as a habit, but as a protective mechanism. By addressing the underlying fears and reshaping our approach to daunting tasks, we can begin to dismantle the barriers that procrastination puts up and move towards a more proactive and fulfilling work ethic. Let's explore how to confront and overcome these fears, tackling tasks head-on with renewed confidence and clarity. Part 2: From Play to Pressure, How Society Shapes Our Views on Work and Failure. Many parents and educators quickly attribute children's reluctance to tackle tasks to an inherent laziness, assuming that a stronger dose of discipline or the promise of rewards will solve the issue. However, this interpretation oversimplifies a more complex behavioral pattern that isn't just about laziness or lack of motivation. Think about the activities you love, be it playing soccer, diving into a good book, or catching up over coffee with a friend. These activities don't require you to summon up motivation. You engage in them effortlessly and with enjoyment. It's clear then that we naturally lean into tasks that capture our interest or bring joy, navigating them without any need for external incentives or fear of reprimand. This intrinsic motivation is evident in young children who approach life with a natural enthusiasm and curiosity. Before the structures of formal education set in, children do not procrastinate. When they play, they are fully present, not clouded by self-judgment or external approval. But as we transition into the formal education system, our perceptions of work undergo a dramatic shift. The distinction between work and play becomes starkly pronounced. Phrases like "you can play after you finish your homework" embed the notion that work is a chore, the obligatory prelude to the freedom of play. Such statements not only create a mental association of work with displeasure, but also introduce a layer of external pressure to complete tasks not for the joy or personal satisfaction they might bring, but to avoid negative consequences. Moreover, this pressure is intensified by the specter of perfectionism instilled from an early age. Children learn to equate effort with flawless execution, internalizing a fear of making mistakes and a belief that anything short of perfection is tantamount to failure. This mindset breeds a fear of attempting anything where there's a risk of not meeting high standards, essentially setting the stage for procrastination. When tasks represent potential threats to our self-esteem and evoke feelings of boredom or obligation, it's natural to seek escape in procrastination. Thus, what starts as an inclination to avoid discomfort evolves into a habitual response to anything labeled as work. By understanding that our aversions to certain tasks are learned responses shaped by societal expectations and educational experiences, we can begin to dismantle these associations. Creating a new framework where work can be as engaging and fulfilling as play is crucial in overcoming the deeply ingrained habit of procrastination. Let's relearn how to embrace tasks with the curiosity and enthusiasm of our younger selves, transforming our approach to work from one of dread to one of discovery. Part 3: How procrastination shields our self-worth in a success-driven culture. In a society that frequently measures worth by productivity and success, maintaining high self-esteem can be a challenging endeavor. From a young age, individuals in many Western cultures learn that their value is significantly tied to their professional achievements and work ethic. This societal expectation creates a deep-set belief that worthiness stems from being industrious and achieving notable career milestones. It's natural, then, that professions like doctors, managers, and academics are held in high regard, while those who struggle economically or have less visible careers are often unfairly judged as having not exerted enough effort. This stark dichotomy ingrains a perception that hard work and success are the primary measures of a person's value. Given these intense pressures, it's unsurprising that many turn to perfectionism as a way to safeguard their sense of self-worth. The drive to meet exceptionally high standards, or even to surpass them, becomes a way to ensure that one is seen as valuable in the eyes of both oneself and others. However, this relentless chase often sets a trap where true satisfaction is elusive, and the fear of failure becomes overwhelmingly daunting. Procrastination enters the scene as a strategic shield in this high-stakes environment. When the fear of not living up to one's inflated expectations looms large, delaying action can seem like a preferable alternative. Procrastination allows individuals to tell themselves and others, "It's not that I can't meet the standard, I just haven't tried my hardest yet." This mindset provides a temporary safe harbor from the potential storm of criticism and self-doubt that not achieving could unleash. By postponing action, individuals grant themselves a psychological reprieve where the anxiety and stress of possibly failing are kept at bay. This defense mechanism can be particularly appealing when facing tasks that appear insurmountable, or when success is defined as being the best among peers or achieving perfection. Understanding this dynamic is crucial for addressing the root causes of procrastination. Recognizing that procrastination is often more about emotional self-preservation than simple time management can pave the way for more compassionate and effective strategies in overcoming it. Armed with this insight, individuals can begin to detach their sense of worth from their productivity, explore healthier motivational approaches, and embrace a more balanced view of success and failure. This shift is fundamental not only in fighting procrastination, but also in fostering a lasting sense of self-worth that is resilient to external pressures and critiques. Part 4: Embracing Mistakes. How failure becomes a stepping stone to success. Perfectionism casts a long shadow over our efforts and ambitions, quietly dictating that success is the only acceptable outcome. This mindset breeds a pervasive fear of failure, which in turn fuels the procrastination cycle. Faced with the daunting prospect of not meeting exceptionally high standards, many choose inaction over the risk of making mistakes. The avoidance tactics are familiar. Endless web browsing, unnecessary errands, or any mundane activity that helps dodge the real tasks at hand. Yet, A closer look at highly successful individuals reveals a strikingly different approach to challenges and setbacks. For them, mistakes are not just inevitable. They are essential components of the growth process. These achievers take the plunge regardless of the potential for failure, knowing that each setback is an opportunity to learn and improve. Their resilience allows them to rise quickly from missteps and continuously enhance their skills through persistent effort. In reality, few pursuits in life carry the dire consequences that our anxieties would have us believe. Except for high-risk scenarios like defusing bombs or deep-sea explorations, most endeavors allow room for errors. Recognizing the relatively low stakes in everyday tasks can liberate us from the fear that locks us into procrastination. This perspective shift is crucial. If we never attempt, we never progress. Continual improvement is built on a foundation of trials and errors. Notably, history's great achievers, from Picasso with his groundbreaking artworks to Edison with his pioneering inventions, often faced numerous failures before achieving breakthroughs. Their persistence in the face of adversity was key to their ultimate success. The mantra, "You only learn when you fail," might initially sound counterintuitive, but it encapsulates an invaluable truth. Armoring ourselves with the expectation of initial failures can dramatically change our approach to work and creativity. Instead of seeing failure as a threat to our self-worth, we can view it as an essential, constructive part of the learning process. For chronic procrastinators, adopting this mindset could mean the difference between perpetual delay and productive action. Remembering that true mastery is the result of repeated attempts and failures, we can begin to see each endeavor not as a potential threat to our self-esteem, but as an opportunity to advance and refine our abilities. Thus, by reframing our perspective on failure, we can dismantle the fears that fuel procrastination and open ourselves to a world of potential and growth. Part 5: Shifting Gears. From reluctant procrastinator to enthusiastic producer. Procrastinators often find themselves trapped in a debilitating inner dialogue, which typically revolves around phrases like, "I must," "I have to," or "I should." Such statements, while seemingly motivating, actually underscore a deep-seated reluctance. It's a psychological tug of war. One part of you feels compelled towards a task due to obligation, while another part resists because it doesn't truly want to engage. This internal conflict not only stalls progress, but also fuels significant mental stress and fosters a negative attitude towards work. This scenario is akin to having two horses pulling a cart in opposite directions. The result is standstill and frustration. However, transforming this dynamic is entirely possible by changing the nature of your internal monologue from one of coercion to one of willingness. Transitioning from feeling like a victim of your tasks to becoming a producer of results begins with a shift in self-talk. Producers, unlike procrastinators, adopt a mindset centered around phrases like, "I want to," "I will," or "I decided to." They replace the question of obligation, "Must I do this?" with one of initiation, "When can I start?" This positive reframing aligns your mental energy towards action and creativity, enabling both proverbially pulling horses to move in the same direction. Such a mindset diminishes resistance and empowers you to define your goals clearly, fostering a proactive approach to tasks. By embracing this productive self-dialogue, you give yourself the freedom to decide not only what you will do, but also when, where, and how you will do it. This autonomy is crucial in transitioning from a passive participant in your tasks to an active, invested creator. The key here is to eliminate ambivalence. If you decide to undertake a task, commit fully, harness all your energy and focus towards its completion. After all, half-hearted efforts yield half-hearted results. By wholeheartedly engaging with your work, you transform not just your tasks, but also your intrinsic motivation and overall approach to challenges. This shift not only enhances your productivity, but also changes your relationship with work from one of dread to one of opportunity and empowerment. Part 6. Balance is key. Embrace relaxation and play to boost productivity. In the realm of procrastination, guilt often plays a central role, creating a snowball effect where postponed tasks accumulate into an overwhelming burden. This cycle can ensnare even the most diligent individuals, chaining them to a never-ending backlog of work that looms larger day by day. The result is a lifestyle devoid of true relaxation and meaningful personal time. Essentially, a life constantly overshadowed by task lists and unmet obligations. Ironically, those who procrastinate frequently share a common mindset with workaholics. Both groups find themselves trapped in a relentless push to chase down an endless list of duties, never allowing themselves the reprieve of a true break. They are constantly oscillating between working and feeling guilty for not working, unable to escape into moments of genuine leisure or joy. In contrast, productive individuals, producers, operate differently. They understand the substantial value of integrating relaxation and play into their lives. High performers recognize that time spent recharging is not time wasted, but is essential for sustaining long-term productivity. They deliberately allocate substantial portions of their time to engage in activities that replenish their energy and spirit, such as vacations, hobbies, and quality time with loved ones. These periods of guilt-free play and relaxation are not merely breaks from work, they are pivotal components of a productive lifestyle. Knowing that a session of play awaits can considerably ease the initial resistance to starting a task, providing a motivational boost that couples productivity with anticipation of enjoyment. Furthermore, incorporating regular intervals of leisure helps negate the buildup of job-related stress and fatigue. It ensures that when you are working, you are more focused, efficient, and effective. This balance between work and play postulates a healthier approach to tasks and projects, where each period of effort is rewarded with a deserved and rejuvenating break. For anyone aspiring to transition from a procrastinator to a producer, embracing the integration of relaxation and play into daily life is crucial. It not only enhances productivity, but also enriches the overall quality of life, making each day more fulfilling and balanced. Part 7. Mastering manageable milestones, the key to conquering daunting tasks. One of the most common hurdles in productivity is the initial resistance to starting a task. Chronic procrastinators are well acquainted with this challenge. Often, they find themselves repeatedly opening and closing a document, tidying up, or checking social media instead of diving into the actual work required. This cycle of avoidance typically stems from the intimidation of facing a large, seemingly insurmountable task. Tasks that feel vast and undefined, such as earn a great degree or learn to play the piano, can appear particularly daunting because they lack immediate milestones or rewards. Such goals require prolonged effort without the gratification of quick, visible outcomes, which can significantly dampen motivation. To counteract this tendency to procrastinate on expansive projects, a highly effective strategy is to break the larger task into smaller, clearly defined units. This approach transforms an overwhelming challenge into a series of manageable steps that can be tackled one at a time. By setting tasks that can be completed in short durations, ideally less than half an hour, each step becomes less intimidating and more approachable. This tactic not only makes it easier to start, but also provides frequent moments of accomplishment, reinforcing your progress and boosting your motivation. For instance, rather than fixating on the daunting goal of reading a 1,000-page novel, set an achievable target of reading for just 30 minutes. Once this smaller task is completed, it brings a sense of achievement and gradually builds momentum towards the larger objective. Additionally, Pairing these small tasks with corresponding rewards can further enhance motivation. Simple pleasures like taking a brief walk or enjoying a favorite snack after completing a task can make the work feel more rewarding and less burdensome. Ultimately, the focus should shift from fearing the entirety of a colossal task to embracing the first small, actionable step. This change in perspective is crucial for converting the paralyzing fear of a big undertaking into a series of small, triumphable victories. By consistently applying this method, even the most overwhelming projects can be tackled effectively, turning procrastination into productivity, one step at a time. Part 8: Unschedule to Upgrade. How structured breaks can enhance your productivity. In the quest for a stress-free and fruitful work week, the unschedule technique emerges as a transformative approach to time management. This method revolutionizes traditional work habits by prioritizing short bursts of concentrated effort interspersed with scheduled breaks for leisure activities. The primary goal is to maximize productivity during these focused intervals, thus reducing the overall time spent working, while simultaneously eliminating half-hearted efforts plagued by distractions. The unschedule operates on a simple yet effective principle. Instead of enduring prolonged, unfocused work sessions that easily succumb to procrastination, segment your day into 30-minute sprints of undivided attention. Begin by selecting a task from your to-do list, something significant but manageable within a half-hour frame. Set a timer for 30 minutes, and during this period, devote yourself wholly to the task at hand. Upon completion of each work sprint, log this as accomplished in your working hours record. This act of recording serves as a tangible reminder of your productivity and helps build momentum as the day progresses. Simultaneously, incorporate a list of enjoyable activities into your weekly schedule: lunch with friends, a relaxing walk, a movie night. These leisure activities are scheduled first, setting the structural framework for your workday. This arrangement ensures that your calendar reflects a balanced approach to life, with entries for both work and play. Employing the unschedule method instills two essential realizations. First, it reinforces that your life extends beyond work. Regularly experiencing enjoyable, non-work-related activities enriches your overall well-being and satisfaction. Second, it highlights the finite nature of your available time, spurring you to use it wisely. By arranging work around your scheduled leisure activities, the unschedule encourages you to select tasks only when time genuinely permits and to log them only after achieving the slated 30 minutes of focused effort. This approach not only increases the likelihood of doing real substantial work, but also casts work as a choice rather than a compulsion. Through the strategic integration of planned downtime, the unschedule method ensures that you engage in rigorous work sprints followed by rewarding breaks. This balance promotes a more enjoyable, efficient, and ultimately productive work life, where periods of relaxation are not only deserved, but are a crucial component of your success. Part 9. Keep distractions at bay with a simple paper trail. In an era where distractions are but a moment away, maintaining focus at work can sometimes feel like an uphill battle. Whether it's a sudden burst of inspiration, a remembered task, or a friendly interruption from a coworker, our attention can easily drift away from the job at hand. While these interruptions seem insignificant individually, collectively, they can significantly derail our productivity. However, labeling all such interruptions as mere procrastination might be too simplistic. It's more accurate to see them as part of the complex tape data set of our daily work environment. Inevitable and persistent. While we may not be able to eliminate these distractions completely, managing them effectively is within our control. One practical and highly effective strategy for dealing with distractions involves keeping a piece of paper or a notebook within easy reach. Rather than allowing each new thought or interruption to sidetrack you, use this simple tool to jot down whatever comes to mind. By physically recording these thoughts and distractions, you give them a place to reside that isn't in the forefront of your mind, allowing you to return your focus to the task at hand without the fear of forgetting something important. This method not only helps in minimizing immediate distractions, but also serves a secondary purpose. When you revisit your list of distractions after completing your tasks, you might find that many of the urgent issues weren't as pressing as they seemed in the moment. Some ideas may no longer feel relevant, and some tasks might not be as immediate as you initially thought. This retrospective view can help you prioritize effectively and maintain focus on what truly matters. By consistently using this simple, paper-based system, you create a buffer between distractions and your workflow, ensuring that your productivity remains high, even in a sea of potential interruptions. This straightforward approach not only keeps you on track during the workday, but also enhances your overall management of tasks and responsibilities, ultimately fostering a more productive and less stressful work environment. Final summary. The central thesis of this book challenges the commonly held belief that procrastination is a result of inherent laziness. Instead, it argues that our tendency to delay stems largely from learned behaviors and attitudes towards work, which often begin in childhood. This insight provides a hopeful perspective. If procrastination is learned, then it can be unlearned. By adopting a new mindset and applying strategic approaches to manage our tasks and time, we can transform our relationship with work from one of avoidance to engagement. This shift not only enhances productivity, but also alters our broader approach to challenges and commitments in life, paving the way for a more disciplined and fulfilling personal and professional existence. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.